Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. We are live on the 16th of June. It is Tuesday, 2015. You're in the right place. That is, if you are tired of being given the news to make you think that something else is going on that really isn't going on, or what they want you to think is going on. Or is that kind of confusing? It's incredible. We've got some updates for you today, and there are some significant news stories that I think you're going to want to be aware of. And, of course, just to let you all know, Jeb is in the race. You know, he wants everybody to know he is not his brother or his father. And he enters the race, and his sign, his, you know, logo is Jeb exclamation mark 2016. No last name because it may not help him very much. And I'm sure he said, let's just leave that last name off. Well, he's in the race. He announced yesterday they had a big splash at Miami-Dade College in Florida. And he was trying to show how sensitive and caring he is because both of his other presidential family members were not known for being sensitive, caring, and loving and all that. But I thought his blowing kisses at the crowd was just a little bit too much. Just a little bit too much, Jeb. Anyway, on a more serious note, the EU is going to possibly declare a state of emergency. It's getting pretty serious. Even the markets were down when I first got up this morning around 4:30. It was down around 100 points. Markets have been down. The world markets have been down. And there is a real concern more than ever regarding what's going to happen to Greece. There is a red flag alert, and I do think this is very concerning. On the more talk we hear about pre-crime issues, you're hearing lots of people address pre-crime issues. And at the same time, they're doing the nexus with the new mental health bill. Not good. How did they have this mental health bill just ready to go when this guy in Dallas did this event? Well, they've got it ready to go. And we've got an update on the green screen terrorist news. And then we've also got another in the, oh, we are so stupid and inept news category. And then Ray Kelly, former police commissioner of New York, says that New York is now safer because of proactive policing. Danger, red flag, danger, red flag. Proactive policing kind of fits, don't you think, the nexus with the pre-crime issue? And we'll be talking in the second hour. Oh, my goodness. You are in for a treat today. The reason being that I love when somebody adds to the dimension of learning that we have at the Power Hour. The dimension of learning is going to be expanded immensely by Karen French today. She's written a couple of books, The Hidden Geometry of Life and Gateway to the Heavens. You don't want to miss this. It would be interesting if any of you have this book, because if you are, you're a whole lot smarter than I am. This is a book, Noelle and I were talking about this yesterday, I wish I would have read years ago. It would have taught me so very much. Stay tuned. The 3 hours, and then John Rulak will talk to us about hemp in the third hour. Don't miss it. We got a lot for you today. Education at the Power Hour today. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. You're in the right place. Man, this show, the second hour, is going to be so interesting. Every sign symbol appears to be related to something else. It has a purpose, a reason. It was designed. It didn't just happen by some, I don't know, quirk of happenstance. No, it is so exciting when you read about the geometry of life with Karen French. So she'll be joining us from the UK today, and I am telling you, she knows her stuff. So we look forward to that, and John Rulak in the third hour talking about hemp. Why is it so good? Why is that the item you ought to have an oil with? Hemp seed oil. Why should you have hemp seed oil? Or why should you be eating chia seed? We'll find out from him today. Things that will add to your life. I'll give you an update on the colon cleanse that the Power Mall is participating in. I will tell you this, one person has quit it and said they're not going to continue it. So I will tell you this also, that if you are a person who really, really needs it, it's probably going to be a little bit of a shock to your system. So I hope that you will not let that hold you back to getting healthier. And there are still a few slots left in the retreat for the second week in August, if you would like to participate. And you can email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com if you would like to attend the second week. The first week appears to be all filled now. And I'm telling you, it's going to be wonderful. But I want you to also be doing your own little mini retreat at home. And so we're going to give you a list of things that you might want to consider doing for your own mini retreat. Just do it at home. And I plan to be broadcasting every day. So that way I can give you an update from there and you can be doing what you're doing. And I think it's going to work out great. I'm still doing my beauty drink. And I call it beauty drink because it's beauty inside and out. And I'll give you a little bit of an update on that and what's happening with the colon cleanse. But let's get to the news, because there are a couple of very, very concerning things in the news. Most aggressive since the Cold War. You know, we talked about that, 27 years. We have not seen the buildup that we're seeing now. Russia may beef up their border if U.S. arms are stationed in Europe. Remember yesterday, we told you that it appears that Poland and Lithuania are begging for the United States to put weapons there and leave them there. Well, that's the story we're told. And now Russia responds by saying they have no binding obligations limiting its armed forces in the Western region, which means if the U.S. deploys heavy weapons in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states, there will be an equivalent response from Moscow, Russia's top general said. Now, this is according to RT, which I have no problem with that. I can understand that. They're saying if you're going to belly up to the bar, we're going to belly up to the bar. And if America's heavy arms, be it tanks, artillery systems, or any of the other heavy military hardware, if they are deployed to Eastern Europe and the Baltic states, it will be the Pentagon's and NATO's most aggressive step since the end of the Cold War, a quarter of a century ago. So, get ready. I mean, it's just happening incrementally. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if those weapons are already stationed there from the United States in Poland and Lithuania, the way they just sort of like dribble the news out to us. And at the same time, though, in the kind of like in the whiplash news, U.S. and China have now struck a deal and they're going to hold joint military drills. The U.S. and China have signed a rare agreement to strengthen ties and develop a more productive military relationship. However, mistrust still remains. Now, remember, we're in the midst of having this dispute on islands close in the South China Sea, where the U.S. says, well, we want a part of that. We want to be there also. And China says, no, they're kind of like our islands. They're near us, and we've already developed them. They're synthetic islands, they call them, because they were developed from coral reefs. And so they've gone in there, added the island to it, put in their military equipment, and said, United States, don't even fly over here. Well, United States says, we don't like that idea. But yet, the U.S. and China have signed this rare agreement to strengthen ties and develop a more productive military relationship. I mean, that's why I call it whiplash news. The understanding mainly concerns a deepening cooperation between the two nations following a meeting between the vice chairman of China's military commission, Central Military Commission, and U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter. And I guarantee you it's all about weapons. It's all about providing weapons, because that's Ashton Carter's real asset. BP, British Petroleum, and Rosneft are going to make a $700 million deal despite sanctions. They are close to signing. Now, Russia, that's Russia's major oil company, Rosneft. And BP are close to signing another little whiplash thing, a $700 million deal for BP to acquire a 20% stake in Yazyurkaya Siberian oil field, reports the Financial Times of London. The deal could be announced this week at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. You see how, well, we're closer to war than we've ever been, but let's share everything we've got. I mean, remember, we're on the space station with Russia. They control the space station, too. The introduction of EU sanctions against Russia has not scared off the latest European companies working in the fuel and energy sector. Besides BP, Italy's Eni, and Norway's Statoil have already received governmental approval to continue working on joint projects with Rosneft. Shell continues to work with Gazprom Neft over the Salym project in the Siberian area and is seeking Dutch government approval for other joint ventures. Then we come to the news of the day, which is EU is preparing for a state of emergency. You're not hearing this, by the way, on television. There's a couple of things you're not hearing about, and by design, of course. But Reuters reports that Greece and its creditors hardened their stances on Monday after the collapse of talks aimed at preventing a default and the possible euro exit, prompting Germany's EU commissioner to say that the time has come to prepare for a state of emergency. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras ignored pleas from European leaders to act fast. That's the, of course, the newest Greek prime minister. Tsipras ignored pleas from European leaders to act fast. Instead, he blamed creditors for Sunday's breakdown of the cash for reform talks, the biggest setback in long-running negotiations to unlock aid. He said the government had a responsibility to defend Greece's dignity and would resist demands for further pension cuts. Well, that's a good thing. This austerity move has gotten way out of control. Despite the deepening crisis, Tsipras is going ahead with a planned visit to Russia from Thursday, the day Eurozone finance ministers hold a crucial meeting to review the standoff with Greece. He is due to stay till Saturday, attend an economic forum in St. Petersburg, and meet with President Putin. EU officials said that without improved Greek proposals by Thursday, the Eurogroup session would be very tough and was likely to present Greece with an ultimatum. And as a result of that information, stocks are falling globally. Now, they started out, like I said, about 4:30 this morning at about 100 points in the negative. They're now down to, the last time I looked, was 43. Gold is staying right at around 1182, I believe it is. 1182, something like that. Vatican speaker on climate thinks there are 6 billion too many of us. One of the speakers stated, or slated for the Vatican rollout of the long-awaited papal document on climate change, once said the earth is overpopulated by at least 6 billion people. The teaching document they call an encyclical is scheduled for release on June 18 at Vatican City. Perhaps with the exception of the 1968 encyclical on contraception, no Vatican document has been greeted with such anticipation. The political left is hoping for a document that ties belief in global warming to a religious obligation. Oh, don't you know that? Climate skeptics have already started criticizing the document. The choice of Professor John Schnellenhuber, founding director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, one of the three presenters, maybe giving the left added hope and giving skeptics severe heartburn. He has been described as one of the most aggressive scientists on the question of man-made global warming. The U.S. may send F-22 fighter jets to Europe to counter the Russian threat I just told you about, which was countering the U.S. threat that we talked about yesterday. That's right, a senior U.S. Air Force official, but at the same time remembering we're going to be doing gas deals together and space station deals and all kinds of other deals. But the posturing goes on. Because of the current situation with Russia, the biggest threat on her mind, hinting at a possible display of power that could see American military aircraft, including F-22 Raptor fighter jets. Now remember, fighter jets are for fighting, deployed to Europe. The Air Force is now considering a plan to further increase the number of rotational forces in Europe. Boy, isn't that what we need, said the Secretary of the Air Force. That's the beginning, and there will be more. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. I don't know if you've been following the... I don't know if it's a planned escape or the escape that happened, and gee, we don't know what we're doing, the New York Dannemora escape. If you're following that or not, but it's kind of turned into a joke. And now they're turning on and attacking the governor. I'll tell you why. We'll get into that. But let me finish the international news first. You know, we were talking about Greece and what's happening there, the potential of an announcement that may be extremely serious, given the fact that they are looking straight at a state of emergency. And I don't know what that means, other than, I mean, you can imagine in your own head what a state of emergency would mean here. But it doesn't look good. Well, at the same time, Greece's Syriza weaves a scheme for default and return to a national currency. A wing of Greece's anti-austerity Syriza party is eyeing a plan to default on government debt and replace the euro with its own national currency in case negotiations on a bailout with the creditors will fail. The plan envisions a default similar to the one implemented by Iceland during the 2008 financial crisis, along with the nationalization of the Greek banking system. The party faction considers the continuing negotiations with European creditors unless the telegraph useless. And I would have to agree. The continuing negotiations are going nowhere, doing nothing. And, of course, all they want to do is more austerity, take away more pensions, and really, you know, just give it to the middle-class people and try and make them pay for all of the doings of the elite. Well, the Telegraph reported Monday, citing sources familiar with the matter, it also foresees controlling capital movements and the establishment of a sovereign central bank to serve as a basis for a new financial system. The introduction of a dual currency is possible, the source said, but would violate the terms of membership in the Eurozone. So you can only have one form of currency. Can't have the two. Which could mean a quick return to Greece's previous currency, the drachma. So they're still talking about the drachma. It would be interesting to know if they've already started minting the drachma, which would tell us an awful lot. And Russia, I mean, you would think Fox Business News would carry this, or CNBC or somebody. You would think this would be news. But according to Sputnik News, Russia has sold off more than 40% of the U.S. treasuries in 1 year. The amount of U.S. government bonds held by Russia reduced to more than 40% in the space of 1 year. Now, those were figures released by the U.S. Treasury on Monday. In April, Russia held $66.5 billion in U.S. government debt, down from $69.9 billion in March, and 43% less than the $116 billion it held in April 2014. So, from April of 2014 to April of 2015, they have gone from holdings of $116 billion to $66 billion. In other words, it's pretty obvious. This is not just a small sell-off either. And Russia was the 12th largest holder of U.S. debt. Or today is. But back in April of 2014, Russia was the 22nd largest creditor of the U.S. Anyway, not looking good for U.S. business. But you would think that would be on Fox Business News. But they don't tell you that. They tell you, go buy stocks. Things are great. And big business is behind the new European trade secrets law. Ministers and parliament of the European Parliament are due to vote on a new trade secrets directive, which critics say threatens people and the planet by letting companies keep information on the health and the environment impact of their operation secret, and to sue anyone who reveals it. Oh, think about that one. Goodbye, whistleblowers. Let me read that again. This new trade secrets directive, which critics say threatens people and the planet by letting companies keep information on the health and environmental impact of their operations secret, Monsanto, and sue anyone who reveals it. According to lawyers at Client Earth, the new law has been modified and molded by corporations like Michelin and Lobbyist Business Europe, among others, with almost no input from organizations that want to protect the public health. That's the way it works with the elite. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is 33 minutes after the hour, and thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall. All you supporters out there, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for buying the Gary Null Cookbook. You're going to love it. We'll have to talk about those recipes and share which ones you've tried and which ones you like. So many of you have purchased that book. It is 8.5 by 11, full of color pictures. I'd love to hear somebody gloat over that book. I mean, it is just really awesome. And the Gary Null products are still on special. The red stuff, green stuff, by the way, we are still waiting for it to come in. And I'll give you an update and let you know when it's here. But unfortunately, they had a hold up on it and we can't do anything about it. So, you know, a lot of these products have challenges from the system, because they are so good. Anything that seems like in this, if it's a widget, we can get it with no problem. But when it comes to health issues, sometimes there's somebody that creates problems. And it's really sad. But be that as it may, red stuff, green stuff, we have at the Power Mall. You can order it. We're not going to be having a shortage. Hopefully, we've ordered enough and we'll stay in it. The Power Berry, the muscle stuff. We have a book called No More Cancer by Gary Null, and the cookbook that is the best I've ever seen. Then, if you haven't ordered your colon cleanse, get it. We're going to be starting it on Friday because Dr. Group will be on Thursday, and we'll discuss everything about it, hopefully answer all your questions. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's vaccine books and DVDs, please take advantage of that. It's critical that you understand that. Okay, and also, for those of you who use Modafinil, that's for radiation, big sale on Modafinil, on Inkenberries, which you can put in your salad or put in your cereal or whatever. And also, you know that incredible chocolate syrup we have at the Power Mall that has only 1 gram of fat in it? Oh, my goodness. If you have not tried it and you like chocolate, it is amazing. It is chocolate at its finest. It is chocolate fudge and no sugar. It has agave, but no sugar. It is incredible. It is so sweet. It says to use a tablespoon of it on your ice cream or whatever. I can't even imagine using a tablespoon. It is so sweet. And it's on sale for $11.25. It's organic. All of the hemp products are on special at the Power Mall. And the Stetzer products. We're going to be doing a program with Dr. Laura Presley and also with David Stetzer this week. So get your colon cleanse along with your Bragg's apple cider vinegar and your 40 times aloe vera and the book. And you can get a special if you buy it all together. And the book by Dr. Group on the colon cleanse. You really need that because this should be a part of your life, an ongoing part of your life, not just something you do one time. And then I wanted to give you an update on Charcoal Princess. That's my cat. Guess what color she is. That's my cat that had the little laceration on her belly. Oh, my goodness. It is so healed and scabbed over, and now it's all... It saved me not only a vet visit, and that's great, but just think the problems that she could have gotten into and having to have stitches and pain and all that. Well, it worked beautifully. So she had this laceration on her belly. I don't know how it happened, but she is an outdoor cat usually. And I put on the spray 200 parts per million silver. No infection. I mean, and it was through several layers. No infection occurred. Sprayed on that, and then I put the heal on after it 3 times a day. And it is beautifully healed. It's incredible. Okay, let's get back to the news. But please give us a call and order from the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. 9829. And again, if you want to talk about or have questions about the retreat in Mineola, Texas, if you're not familiar with that and you want to go for a week with Dr. Gary Null, then you can call Noelle at the Power Mall and she'll be glad to talk with you about it at 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. Back to the news then. Deadline for the TAA. Now, we've been talking about the TAA, the TPA, fast track bill, all this stuff with the trade agreement, and it's really kind of confusing to people. But House Republicans had intended a vote today to reconsider last week's failed vote on the trade adjustment assistance legislation, which is needed. You have to do that first before you can send the Trade Promotional Authority bill, which is already passed, to the president's desk. And you might say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, that's true. It doesn't make any sense. But that doesn't stop them from doing it. So they passed the TPA to the president's desk, but now the TAA has not passed, the Trade Adjustment Assistance legislation. But the Rules Committee on Monday evening put language in its rule governing floor debate for an unrelated measure, the fiscal 2016 authorization of intelligence programs to extend the House's ability to reconsider the TAA vote. Is this confusing to you like it is to me? Up until July 30th, the very last possible moment before the month-long August recess. Another cliffhanger. This gives lawmakers in the White House 7 more weeks to engage members on both sides of the aisle and determine the best course of action. Translation, to inform them they will go along with this and vote for it. U.S. Marines say our sniper rifles are outdated on the battlefield. The Marine Corps is notorious for fielding outdated equipment. Now, this story makes me chuckle just a little bit because I can't see any real veracity in it. Because you and I both know that every whiz-bam thing that they want for law enforcement, they have. Everything they want to purchase from an armed situation, they have. Except now they're saying, our sniper rifles are so outdated on the battlefield. Well, they may be, but that's by design. Some of them are as old as 30 years old. When the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003, Marine snipers carried the M40A1 sniper rifle, many of which were introduced shortly after the end of the Vietnam War. The Marines currently use a newer variant of the M40 as its primary sniper rifle, and it shoots roughly the same distance it did 12 years ago, 1,000 yards, all by design. Active and former Marine Corps snipers say their weapons are inferior to that of the American military branches, and they do not match the Taliban. The U.S. is providing Taliban better stuff than they're providing our own Marines. So kind of that's a dead giveaway of the story right there. It doesn't matter if we have the best training. An anonymous reconnaissance sniper told the Washington Post, if we get picked off at 1,000 yards before we can shoot, then what's the point? So U.S. Marine weapons are inferior to the Taliban. I mean, it just makes you ill, doesn't it? Think about it. And in the, oh, we are so stupid category, and I would probably have to add the, oh, we are so stupid and inept category, U.S. Army loses track of its own personnel. This is a GAO report. The U.S. Army quite literally does not know what its own personnel are doing when they are on borrowed duty, a GAO report says. The Army does not know the extent to which it used borrowed military personnel during fiscal years 2013 and 14 because it is unable to distinguish borrowed military personnel from a larger category of special duty personnel in its monthly special duty reports. Is anybody buying that story? Well, when they get this thing called computers, maybe they'll have a shot at it, do you think? The term borrowed appears to be used in the report to define U.S. military personnel who are taken from their regular duties to carry out more informal activities. I'd like to know what that is. The GAO explained the U.S. Army does not collect complete and accurate data on special duty use through its reporting mechanisms. Because of these shortcomings in its data, the Army does not know the extent to which the use of borrowed military personnel affected readiness and training. You know, every day they come out with a, oh gee, we are so stupid, and we're so stupid we want you to know how stupid we are. Think about that one. Not only do they internally know that they can't keep track of, well, that's the story and they're sticking to it, their personnel, but they want you to know how stupid they are. Moreover, the U.S. did not track the actual amount of time soldiers served in temporary status. Now, that is such a bald-faced lie. I can assure you, when I was in the military, even though we had 8 pages of carbon, or 7 carbons and 8 pages, they kept track of who was on temporary duty and who was not. And now, with a computer or whatever whiz-bang item they use, it's even easier. Borrowed military personnel were used in various capacities outside the military occupational specialty, including lifeguards, ground maintenance personnel, and gym attendants. Is anybody asking the question why they use military people as lifeguards, grounds maintenance personnel, and gym attendants? The U.S. Army does not even have any formal requirement to monitor this usage, even though Army officials said the usage of borrowed military personnel would continue In other words, we're doing it wrong. We don't know what we're doing, in fact, but we're going to continue doing what we're doing because it's not working now, so we'll continue doing what we're doing. And as a result, the U.S. Army risks allocating its resources. Oh, this is the conclusion. Don't you always love the conclusions of these reports? They're like aha moments. And as a result, the U.S. Army risks allocating its resources inefficiently and ineffectively. That's the conclusion of the report. Oh, we are so stupid, and we will remain stupid. The GAO recommended that the U.S. Army move to establish a requirement and guidance for monitoring of the use of borrowed military personnel and improve oversight of cost reporting. The GAO, Government Accountability Office, is an independent, nonpartisan agency that works for Congress and investigates how the U.S. federal government spends taxpayer dollars. Independent, but governmental. I've never understood that one, I have to tell you. And then that conclusion. Boy, that's worth probably the gazillions of dollars that it took to write this report. And let me repeat that. As a result, the U.S. Army risks allocating its resources inefficiently and ineffectively. And my editorial comment, but we will continue to do it that way. ATF to join NYPD in fighting New York City gun crime. I don't even want to talk about that. U.S. man spends 7 years in notorious Rikers jail awaiting a trial for a murder he did not commit. The man's name is Carlos Montero. He's now 24 years old. He's been held a prisoner in pretrial detention. That sounds kind of like less than being in prison, but it's really not if you're in Rikers. Anyway, they put him in there at 17 for a murder he did not commit. But the judge refuses to separate his case from that of the actual murderer, leaving him hopelessly trapped. Oh my gosh, this is the system that everybody wants to be a part of, that we want to share our democracy and freedom with? The judge refuses to separate his case from that of the actual murderer, leaving him hopelessly trapped. There's a New York statute guaranteeing a prisoner's rights to a speedy trial, stating that they must see trial within 180 days. Did you know that it does not apply to murder cases? But Montero is not accused of murdering anyone. Oh my gosh, can you imagine being in the midst of that? Hillary Clinton backs the fast track on Obama's trade deals. I don't want to talk about it. But she finally admitted that. They tried and tried to get her to admit it. I think it was one of the CNN talk show hosts that said, I had a migraine trying to get her. I almost had an aneurysm trying to get her to admit whether or not she was for the fast track and the TPP. And in a dramatic decision, here we go again, judge finds the Fed bailout of AIG was illegal. The government violated Federal Reserve Act. Zero Hedge says that Star alleges in its own right and on behalf of other AIG shareholders, the government's action in acquiring control of AIG constituted a taking without just compensation and an illegal action, exaction, both in violation of the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Having considered the entire record, the court finds in Starr's favor on the illegal exaction claim. As the court noted during closing arguments, a troubling feature of this outcome is that the government is able to avoid any damages, notwithstanding its plain violations of the Federal Reserve Act. Ta-da! The bailout was illegal, but guess how many gazillions of dollars AIG got? They did it anyway. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Economic collapse says we might as well face it. America's addicted to debt. No kidding. We don't even need to go into that. And by the way, you know how they always say, we need to balance the budget? They don't ever plan on balancing the budget. It's going to have to crash before anything happens. And Gap, you know, the store Gap, retail store, they are going to fire thousands of people and close a quarter of all their stores. California super wealthy refuse to cut water because, no, we're not all equal. Some of us are more equal than others, they say. We've got a 3-minute break. We'll be back. And ozone therapy for breast cancer and stevia, it's not always natural. We'll be back also with some of the most dangerous food recalls in the last few days. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be back. This is Joyce Riley, 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing something about it, teaching others. Each one teach one. Each one teach two. And please tell them about the Power Hour. And, you know, I talk to so many people who say they are so grateful they started listening to the Power Hour. However they got hooked up with the Power Hour. A lot of time it comes through InfoWars. We call InfoWars the gateway to the Power Hour. And a lot of people learned, thanks to Alex, you know, about the Power Hour by going to GCN to listen to him. Well, however you come to the Power Hour, we're just thrilled. And think how happy you are that you have GCN to listen to. Now think how much your people, your friends, your family, your whatever associates, would like to hear the truth also. So please, please, please tell people about the Power Hour. Back to the news, ozone therapy for breast cancer makes a lot of sense. Now that's the program that I'm doing now. I have been doing it for several months now. And that's IV ozone. Now there's all different ways that ozone can be done. But you have to have a very good ozone machine and somebody who knows what they're doing. There is a website that has ozone doctors in it. You can just put in ozone doctors in your search engine and it'll come up. I think it's oxygenhealingtherapies.com, oxygenhealingtherapies.com, something like that. And you can find out doctors in your state that will do IV ozone. Now, there are a couple of ways to do it. One is to inject the ozone directly into the body. The other is to take your blood out and then you return it back, you know, spin it down or whatever they do and then return it back to the body. I'm not doing that. I'm doing this straight injection of the IV ozone along with glutathione. But you need to understand that cancer thrives in environments with very little oxygen. So if you add all this oxygen, you're going to choke out the cancer. That's the whole idea. In 1966, Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize-winning doctor from Germany, put the relationship between cancer and oxygen this way. He says, cancer cells meet the energy needs by fermentation, not oxidation. Thus, they are dependent upon glucose, and a high oxygen environment is toxic to them. They are dependent upon glucose. They need sugar. So if you're eating sugar and you have cancer, what are you thinking? And they need a high oxygen environment because, or cancer, a high oxygen environment is toxic to cancer. And based on that statement alone, it makes sense that a healing modality that infuses internal environments with oxygen might shrink tumors and help heal cancer. And ozone just might do that. Might, they have to say that. Anyway, you might want to consider ozone therapy in your state. There are many people that do it, that have been trained. Dr. Robert Rowan in California has trained many, many people. And there are machines available. Excuse me. There's some that are better than other machines. And if you're going to get a machine, do your research and know what are the best recommended machines by, like, Dr. Robert Rowan and all the really good doctors. Dr. Schellenberger also. There are ways that ozone can be done. It can be done IV. It can be done rectal. It can be done vaginal. It can be done in your ears. It can be done in your nose. Remember when I had the laryngitis a couple of weeks ago? The doctor did nasal and throat, no, not throat, nasal and ear ozone. Not IV, just with the tube. And it was amazing. Oh my gosh, I had an immediate reaction to that. That was very positive and cleaned me out. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.